Well, today we have a guest joining us on the phone. Acacia Diedrich with the Alzheimer's Association, program specialist, is with us here this morning. As we want to talk a little bit about the holidays coming up. The holidays are, we always look at those as a festive and fun time to, in some cases, get together with family. But sometimes for folks who have to deal with the challenges presented by Alzheimer's or any type of dementia in the family, the holidays can be a bit of a trick. And we want to talk about that here. Good morning, Acacia. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. We've all got some plans. We hope we can follow through on some of those plans for the holidays. But boy, sometimes when we have to deal with Alzheimer's or dementia type afflictions, it's not the easiest at the holidays, is it?
No, this can be a really tough time, not only for people who have the disease, but their caregivers as well.
Yeah, we often talk about folks who actually have that disease, but many times that folds over to the people that are close to them, the caregivers, the immediate family members who have to step it up. They have to step up their game quite a bit to help out and be of assistance. And, you know, that really can be a challenge when folks are gathering for holidays.
Yeah, it really can. It's important that if you have someone you know who's caregiving, that you reach out to them and you ask them about how you can help them, especially around this time. There's so much extra that we all have to do. So trying to take anything off of them, off of their plate, would really be helpful to them.
Yeah, you know, everyone would like to have a little bit of a vacation now and again, but for the caregivers, that's tough to come by. The folks with dementia need the attention a lot.
Right, and even if you can't give them a break from the person they're caring for, you can do simple things like offering to bring them a meal so that they don't have to cook, or offering to clean up around the house for them. Any little thing that you can take away so that they don't have that responsibility is helpful.
Sure. What are the tips for some of those holiday celebrations we should be aware of in these types of situations?
Yeah, it's important this year especially to consider the size of the gathering. It might not be, even without the pandemic, it might be a good idea just to have a smaller gathering to make it less overwhelming for the caregiver and for the person with dementia, and really focus on what's going to be enjoyable for that person who has the disease, whether it's a tradition that they always loved, or maybe it's something new that they want to try, but really think about what's best for them, where they're at in their disease progression and what they can handle, and try not to do too much. You don't want to overwhelm anybody, and you really want to enjoy it. And as we all know, if you try and do too much at one time, it can sometimes take the fun out of it, and that's especially the case for people with the disease and their caregivers.
Yeah, and there's no set rule. There's no set of rules at all when it comes to dementia and Alzheimer's. Even for the person who has the disease, there's not a guarantee that everyone is going to act the same way, that certain things are going to happen the way you think they are. Everyone is a little bit different with regard to that. So, you know, the circumstances can change depending upon what's going on around them.
Right. It's a disease that affects everybody differently. There are, of course, things that we can all expect are going to happen, but the progression is going to look different in everyone. And if you're a caregiver, it would be a good idea to reach out to anyone you're going to be connecting with this holiday season, especially if you haven't seen them since last year, which is likely the case given the circumstances. Reach out to them and let them know where your loved one is at in their disease, maybe new symptoms that have come on since you've last seen them. And if you know a caregiver, you know someone with the disease that you're going to see, you can reach out and ask them to let you know where they're at in their disease and the best way to communicate with them, the best way to approach them, just so that there aren't any surprises and everyone knows what to expect and how to approach that person.
Just like any other party or gathering, preparation's the key.
Exactly.
Well, we've done a lot of things virtually, and we've had to distance a bit more than we're used to here this last year. Is that also an option in these circumstances?
Yeah, it's absolutely an option. Again, you want to first think about the person who has the disease and what is feasible for them. But if they can connect virtually, that's a great option. And think about the different traditions you can still uphold virtually. Maybe you want to send each other your gifts in the mail ahead of time and then schedule a time when you can open them together so you can still see each other's faces when you're opening them, or get together and watch a movie over FaceTime or Zoom that you loved to watch together in the past. You can still do some of those same traditions and uphold them even virtually.
Mm-hmm. Is it a challenge trying to do that with children?
It can be. I think the great thing too with always trying to look at the positive, since so many kids have been doing virtual learning, I think a lot of them are more accustomed to Zoom and to that Zoom etiquette that we all like to call it, more so than they maybe would have been before. But it's just something you need to talk about with your family and choose what's going to be best for you and yours.
Yeah. Acacia, do you have some experience directly with members of your family who've gone through some of these afflictions?
I do. I had a great aunt who suffered from it. She was never formally diagnosed, but she definitely showed signs. And looking back, there were definitely things I think that we kind of missed in our family and maybe would have done differently if we had known. But we learned from it, and I learned from it, and am able to help people who are going through it now.
Yeah, and I guess the reason I ask is because I have personal experience too with relatives, and it's very frustrating because, you know, you want to help. There's certain things that you want to do, but there's certain things that you just have to understand that you can't help so much with. So you try to do the other things that, you know, like we say with other afflictions, we're not doctors, so I can't cure what's wrong with you. But there are other things, other ways we can be supportive.
Absolutely. And the most important thing is that, you know, if you're a family member and you have, maybe you're not providing the care yourself, but you have a family member who is that you have a really open dialogue with them and ask how you can help and make sure that they know you're there for them and you're there to support them in any way that you can. But it's frustrating when people don't necessarily believe what's going on, or they don't really know how to help, and the best thing to do is just ask and see what they need.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just a little time away. You know, we all need our own little bit of mental health time as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially around the holidays, it can be very overwhelming for some people. So being a support system for someone is a lot more, just offers a lot more help to them than maybe they even realize. But you absolutely do need to get that break and have a little bit of responsibility and the burden and taken off of you, just so that you can take care of your mental health, like you said.
Sure. Well, and, you know, anytime families gather, we don't want to get too much into the family dynamic, but, you know, when families gather, it's it can be fun, it can be festive, but, you know, it's family. Sometimes there are little rubs and things here and there that, you know, it's the holidays and you don't want to bring up the bad stuff. You want to try to make it as fun as possible.
Absolutely. You don't want to overwhelm anybody, and you really just, like you said, you want to have fun and spend time together and have a positive experience. And again, just having that open dialogue with your entire family and make sure everybody's on the same page and everyone's putting their loved ones first and not trying to add any drama always makes it better.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about this during the holidays, but, you know, it might not be the worst idea then to check back in now and again off the holidays too, because especially for the caregivers, it's a year-round thing. It's not just working during the holiday season to make sure that everybody has a positive experience, and that can be very exhausting.
Oh, absolutely. You can do little things to help your loved ones who are caregiving at any time. You don't have to have a Thanksgiving meal to bring them something that they like to eat. You can bring them a home-cooked meal any time of the year. Just doing those little things that we all have to do. You know, you probably have to make a meal for your family anyway, so if you can whip up another one at the same time to bring to a loved one who's caregiving, that takes away so much off of what they have to do and makes their life just a little bit easier.
You bet. The Alzheimer's Association, are there some resources out there that folks can reach out to find out more?
Yeah, we are always available. Our 24/7 helpline is available. Our website is available as well, with lots of tips about specific tips about holidays and caregiving. And I am always available by phone and email to talk through whatever you're going through and help put you in touch with resources that you may need.
Okay. And the web address?
ALZ.org.
Real easy.
Yes.
All right. Very good. So folks should always look forward to reaching out and to try to make that as positive as an experience as possible. It is the holidays. We all want to be happy during the holidays as best we can. So there are resources and folks out there to help. Acacia, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You as well.